Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All the video of Leggett saying that he's met with you guys four or five times, and yeah, you guys have told him if he's there at 33, you're taking him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a great conversation. You know, I definitely said that to him and about 50 other guys. You know, like, it's actually a lead-in question. So when we draft you at 33, what happens now? And then there's a bunch of questions that happen after that, you know? So, yeah, part of the process.
Ugh, I will not miss all of that nonsense. This is the new Carolina coach, Dave Canales, getting a question about how receiver Xavier Leggett said that Carolina told him it would take him at pick 33 if he were on the board. Mm-hmm. And, oh, we told everybody that. Oh, it's just sort of a part of a question. I am choosing to believe that they did tell him that, and probably that they meant it, but now that he's revealed it, they won't take him. That's what I'm going with, because that would be a character flaw.
Well, is being gullible a character flaw? Because if what Canales is saying there is the case, and it's more of a hypothetical query than it is a like fact statement of fact, like we're picking you at 33.
Yeah.
Then the guy misinterpreted it, and that, you know, maybe that will drop him on their draft board.
It depends who you believe.
Right. Right.
They either think he misunderstood what they said or that he told on them. Both
right.
are
either,
bad.
Either one is not good.
Yeah, both are bad.
Right. Yeah.
I'm off Leggett entirely. I have no interest in him for the Bills. He had, what was it? His best season before last season was 18 catches.
Yeah, he did almost nothing in 4 years.
Just, he's already 23. Those guys, you know, again, numbers are where I start, and the older guys are not. Just the odds are worse for them. Yes, this year, but you're trying to hit the perfect combination, sure, immediate impact, but also long-term. I don't want to pick somebody who's going to be almost 24 before he plays his first game that would not have been drafted probably a year ago at 22, when he's still going to be older than other top prospects. He'd done so little that he would not have probably been drafted at all. So, no on Leggett.
I think that's all fair. Like, I'm intrigued by what he looks like and what he did last year. The age thing is, that's a real thing, though. I mean, you know, I let off today saying how excited I am. Like, you know, ideally the Bills go get a guy for Josh Allen here that they that hits and they give a second contract to. And, like, this guy is Josh Allen's guy until Josh Allen might be done playing football. Like, that's in the window. Like, 8 to 10 years. Like, who knows, right? And this guy, by the time you're giving him his second contract, you're talking about 28 years old. Look, that could be a little that's not ideal.
Right. Yeah, I can find, I don't know, I'm so, like, right now, this, it'll come back, but right now I'm just sort of wiped. When I'm staring at this board, this Jeremy board here, and I'm just sort of like screaming at me. It's almost like the board is has a noise to it. But it's just like, everything's in caps. You know, do you have a friend who will text you in capital letters and you can't even read it because it's just loud?
I do not have any friends that do that.
I used to. I don't anymore.
I will break up with you if you do that.
It's just a non-starter. The people who tweet in caps. I mean, I think for purposes, not that anybody would ask me, for the purposes of this board, it's fine. Like, it's what you probably would do.
Sure, yeah.
But right. It's just like, it's loud to me. This piece of cardboard is making a sound.
There's a bit of a Zubaz design there.
Absolutely.
Not a bit of, like, an absolute Zubaz design there. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. 803-0550 for your calls. Lines are open now. What do you want to see the Bills do? It has become, and I feel like we are somewhat responsible for this, all about receivers. I mean, for example, at a moment like this, when you're not on the line with us calling in, we are not talking about the center from West Virginia.
Not today, anyway.
For example.
I have a podcast dropping after today's show all about the center from West Virginia.
I had a podcast with a guy who writes for Sigmund Site, Football Guys, Jeff Bell, who is a Bills fan, and he mocked, I think the kid's name is Zach Frazier, center from West Virginia, to the Bills with their first pick. I think it was 36.
Moses.
Traded down and then drafted a center. He had to make a trade with Washington. It was a fun mock draft to read because he, you know, made a lot of moves and stuff.
Well, I'm really happy that I have this podcast dropping later, so I'm going to double down on this absurdity that I have a podcast about the West Virginia center. Mm. I should stop now.
He was on with Adam Krautwurst and me last Tuesday.
I saw.
You watched that?
No. I saw a screen grab on Twitter.
Okay. That was, he didn't say that to us, but in his article, that was the guy. And that's, I think, a name I had not heard of. Hey, by the way, was it Chris Trapassa who mentioned Trey Benson, or was it a caller?
It was a caller who said, like,
that's right.
Know, don't trade up, just get guys, just get dudes. Yeah, it was the guy that I went with.
The dude's guy.
Yeah, the dude's guy. Like, just get, you know, get, and if you get a running back at 60, like, ah!
Yes.
No. If you haven't been with us the whole ride, I understand. I do not want the Bills to draft a running back I've ever heard of.
And I should have had the instinct that it wouldn't have been Chris, because he's always sort of talking up against drafting running backs, you know, anywhere near early. But there will be somebody here, right? Like, the Bills did not do the thing where they signed a veteran to hold the place before the draft at that position, unless you want to count Ty Johnson, who was already here.
They have an opening. They had two more guys in the room than they have. Well, two more name guys anyway. Right? They've got Darrington Evans, I think, too, behind Ty Johnson. But they had Murray and Damian Harris last year, guys you'd heard of that had played in the league.
Yep.
And they don't have that.
They didn't do either of that thing here.
Right. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they pick a running back on Saturday. I'd be stunned if they drafted somebody on Friday.
I'd be stunned if they didn't pick a running back on Saturday with all these picks.
Sure.
Like they almost have to. There's so many.
Yeah.
And they're so cheap, you know. Find a big body and knock yourself out. So I think that'll probably happen then. We've talked about the two receiver gambit here. Thursday, Friday even. I don't know. They still have other issues, you know, for as obvious as receiver has always been here, they do have other issues, you know, even offensive line, I might say, like center. I told you about my guy there, Jeff, who mocked a center to them. Wouldn't be the only person speculating like that. You know, McGovern is kind of or Edwards, you know, like, oh, well, maybe we have somebody who can do it, but you still might like to have a youngster in that, in the fold, right?
You could, yeah, you could. Like
Why did I say youngster? I had to get to the end of the sentence. I just came out with youngster. I told you I was wiped. It's bad. It's bad right now. Come on, draft. Hurry, draft. The board just made another sound. I think I just felt shock.
I'll stop.
The big board just shocked me. I felt an electric current in my arm.
I think center could be a sneaky need for them. I don't know how... how flexible they are about the McGovern idea. Like, if that was the plan all along and we like that, or if it's, well, we got to let Mitch Morse go, we'll just paste this on. So center could be a need for them. I would be stunned if it happened at 28. But I could see interior offensive line. The thing is, though, to me, the double dip idea gains a lot if they don't trade up. Like, if they just sit still, which, I would bet heavily against that, but still, it could happen that they just nobody wants to move any of the groundwork they've laid. It's just there isn't a match. Like, everybody's guy is there, and, like, you're stuck. And so if they end up picking at 28 and do grab a receiver there, there's someone there they like enough, that means to me, like, unless you're packaging up a bunch of Saturday stuff to try to get back into the third round, which I guess could happen.
Yep.
But if you're using the 10 picks, I'm saying a lot of words, and all I really need to say is if you're using all 10 picks, I think I'd like you, I'd be surprised if they didn't take a running back. I'd be surprised if they didn't take a second receiver if they end up using all 10 picks.
Okay. They've done it before.
Right.
Even without picking a receiver early.
Gabe Davis and Hodgins were two rounds apart in the same draft.
Yep. Odds play. Like it. I feel like a little bit that Brandon Bean won't even feel like he's alive if he's making the pick at 28.
I know.
What am I doing?
Right.
I mean, all these different permutations. Really? I'm just going to do none of them? Nothing? This is it? I am that way in drafts. I just got to get a little action here. And Bean has been that type. Yeah. 803-0550 for your thoughts. The draft tomorrow night, round one. Mike Schoben, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.